Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Welcome to Lunar Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're diving deep into the penetrative Scorpio full moon. You know that's my favorite word to use whenever discussing anything Scorpio related, so it's likely you will hear that word several times throughout this podcast episode. I was just thinking, actually, as I was editing last week's Taurus season episode, that this is the first time we're experiencing Scorpio and Taurus energy since the nodes switched into Aries and Libra. As you may recall, the series of eclipses from November 2021 until October 2023 took place in Taurus and Scorpio, right? So it's kind of nice to get to experience a Scorpio full moon and a Taurus new moon in a couple of weeks without the intensity of eclipses attached to it or the lunar nodes attached to it. I mean, how full on was Aries season, right? The nodes really amp shit up. That Aries solar eclipse was big. All for our growth though, right? I think I said it in the Taurus episode, but it's worth repeating. There was so much going on in Aries last month, not just the eclipse, but we have had and still have Chiron in Aries, which was showing us our wounds around self, and Mercury retrograding through Aries, which was testing our ability to bite our tongues. I know I had to do that a few times, sometimes unsuccessfully. So yeah, if stuff surfaced and you're feeling the after effects of that wild ride that was Aries season, this moon is now your opportunity to reflect, look into some of your own shadow, perhaps, heal the parts of you that were left a little raw. And look, I don't know, it's a Scorpio full moon, so a little bit of hedonistic pleasure probably couldn't hurt either. The Scorpio full moon takes place on Wednesday, April 24 at 9:48 a.m. in Sydney, 12:48 a.m. in London, and Tuesday, the 23rd of April at 7:48 p.m. in New York. Who's in the mood for a little transformative energy? Well, it is very possible under this Scorpio full moon. We also have a little magic up for grabs if you're open to it. There is a catch though, as always with Scorpio. It's time for a death. Death of ego, death of a habit, death of the thoughts that keep you trapped, death of a relationship, death of the thing you've been trying to breathe life into for far too long to no avail. These deaths, they're not always easy. And although Scorpio energy is inviting us to allow these deaths to occur, it's not comfortable. And that's because the moon is actually what we call in fall when it's in the sign of Scorpio, meaning the moon doesn't really feel at home in Scorpio, feels a bit orcs. In other words, that full moon doesn't feel like it can express itself to its fullest potential when in the sign of the Scorpion. The outside world might feel a little chaotic. Oh, I don't know if that's the right word. a little bit out of one's control, might be a good way of putting it, during a Scorpio full moon. You might feel your emotions and the emotions of those around you go through a bit of an up and down. But if you get introspective, if you choose to go deep within, if you dare to step into the depths of your own shadow, you'll find renewal, heightened intuition, and a deep connection to your own inner wisdom. Scorpio is the sign synonymous with the death and rebirth cycle, hence all that death chat a minute ago. And truly, if we are all a little more attuned to the gifts that come from this cycle, the more willing we would be to allow endings to occur, right? We often speak of the phoenix rising from the ashes when we speak about Scorpio energy, or that rock bottom moment before you can start anew. And while all of those analogies still absolutely stand, it needn't be so dramatic, although Scorpio energy does love a little drama too. The underlying message here for all of us is, if you can let go with ease, then what comes next will always be worth it. Let it be said, change has been in the air, right? Eclipse season. And then Sunday's Uranus-Jupiter conjunction, which we are feeling the effects of and we will feel throughout May, right? It was the exact conjunction on Sunday, but that little baby ain't cooling down just yet. So, sorry, I got off track. What was I saying? Oh yeah, the eclipse season and the conjunction, they've brought not just little changes, but big, bold, wake yourself up and take a look at your own goddamn fucking life changes. If not yet, just wait, it's still unfolding. Use the energy of this Scorpio full moon to integrate those changes, to digest those changes. Or perhaps it's a matter of surrendering to the transformation within you that is taking place. Try and do this free of judgment, right? Scorpio always serves as a reminder to me that when we run from our own shadow, when we resist our own transformation, when we feel shame or guilt or fear about finding fascination or pleasure in the taboo or forbidden or hidden, then we suppress a part of ourselves that is just as much you as the light is. True transformation cannot occur until we accept all aspects of self. And this is what the Aries solar eclipse and Aries in Chiron has been teaching us. Healing our wounds of self does not come from self-improvement. It comes from self-acceptance. Question. I had a Destiny's Child lyric come into my head and then it went out as soon as I said it. Question, tell me what you think about me. There it is. Okay. Have you checked in with your own desires lately? What do you truly desire for yourself? Scorpio wants us to shed our skin, shed the layers that minimize our desires. I wrote about desire in a book. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe Make You Happen or Higher Love. I think it was Make You Happen. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Somewhere along the line, desire and sin became mixed up together. I mean, we could probably blame a certain religion or maybe a couple of them. Most religions, maybe we could, for that. And a certain story of a certain woman in a certain garden. But you are not only entitled to have desires, but you're entitled to explore your desires. And I'm not just talking about sexual desires, although by all means explore those under the Scorpio full moon, but what do you desire for yourself when it comes to your future, your sense of self, your family, your home, your career, your life? It's your life. What do you desire for this one precious life? With Uranus and Jupiter forming that conjunction so close to this full moon, it brings an amplified sense of liberation. What if you liberated yourself from any shame, any guilt, any fear you had around your own sense of desire. Now, this is a water moon, so you're likely to feel things. And because it's Scorpio, you will likely feel things quite intensely. I actually read a headline from not the most reputable news source, but the New York Post. And the headline was, "Why This Will Be the Most Intense Moon of 2024. Followed by, "Full pink moon in Scorpio will be extra intense thanks to planet of death." What the hell? First of all, pink moon, if anyone's wondering why Americans give fancy funny names to moons, it's because of the Farmer's Almanac. It does not apply in Australia. I never mention the names of those moons. But if you hear words like the most intense moon of the year or the planet of death, please ignore that. The planet of death they're referring to is Pluto. And yes, some people call it that. I would definitely not call it that. I prefer to call it the planet of transformation and power. Maybe on a dark day, I would call it the planet of control, but not the planet of death. But yes, Pluto does rule Scorpio. And yes, Pluto is forming a T-square with the sun and the moon. The reality of what's going on here is this. The sun, which is the essential self, is opposing the moon, which is the emotional nature, our sense of emotional security. That's normal, right? That is what a full moon is, when the sun opposes the moon. So there's nothing intense about that. And that's why full moons can feel so flippin' big feels kind of energy, right? Because the sun is opposing the moon. Then we have Pluto, which is forming what we call a T-square. It means it's squaring the moon and it's also squaring the sun, which does bring a little bit of tension, bit of conflict. And because it's Pluto, it is representing transformation, right? So look, there may be a bit of an internal battle there for all of us, but like as if most of us aren't having that internal battle every second of every day. Right? The battle between our inner worlds and our sense of identity, right? For most of us, there can be a bit of dichotomy there at times, right? We're just trying to navigate this really big, bold, loud world as tender humans. What is interesting about this T-square is it does consist of fixed signs, which means there's a lot of energy around resistance, immovability, and restriction, which doesn't really bode well when what we're trying to do is go through a transformation, right? In other words, those deaths I was inviting you to let take place might be met with a bit of a, I don't really wanna kind of energy, right? Taurus, which is where the sun is at the moment, is about our basic needs. Scorpio, which is where the moon is about our deepest desires. At the moment, they're at loggerheads, right? Pluto can actually help us with this breakthrough. It might be a tower crumbling moment. That's how Pluto loves to inflict its lessons. But if you can overcome your resistance to change and really allow transformation to occur, oh boy, are there rewards waiting for you on the other side of that? Scorpio and Pluto are like pressure valves, right? If we keep pushing down or suppressing our urges, our desires, our instinctual knowing, our shadow selves, then at some point that shit is going to blow. Why not let it out slowly and regularly so that that energy manifests exactly as intended? All right, let's talk about ways we can work with this little old intense full moon. Go dark for a minute. I dare you. What is hiding out in your shadow? What's so goddamn scary about it? And is it in the shadow simply because you've made it feel like it belongs there? If shame or guilt or fear was dropped, what would emerge? allow yourself to transform. I mean, intellectually, when we intellectualize transformation, all of us want to transform, right? Seems like a really good thing to be able to do. The actuality, the doing the transformation bit, isn't always straightforward, and that's because we resist and we cling on. And again, we're terrified. What is with fear, right? We are terrified of what's next. But what if under this Scorpio full moon, you allowed the transformation to occur, even when it feels scary, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when you're floundering a little bit and thinking, I don't know if I want to do this. What if you just did it anyway? What's the worst that could happen? Shed all that needs to go. Full moons are always inviting us to release and let go. Scorpio full moons want us to go a step further and do a full skin shedding moment. Under those layers resides your truth. What is it? Which brings me to my next point. Truth is your essence. Honesty is a huge part of Scorpio energy. So get honest with yourself. What truth of yours have you been suppressing or pushing down, keeping it hidden? What would happen if that truth came out into the light? I reckon it would feel pretty bloody liberating. And like I said before, the intense Uranus energy we're feeling, which is being expanded by Jupiter in this conjunction in Taurus, is very much about liberation, right? There is a freedom that comes with Uranus energy. So all of this excavating that maybe I am inviting you to take part in during Scorpio season, during the Scorpio full moon, it will liberate you. And then lastly, listen to your intuition. I kind of gleaned over this before, but Scorpio full moons are not just intuitive AF. They're also believed to thin the veil between here and the higher realms. So if you're into it, it's a really good time to perhaps have some beautiful conversations with people that have passed or with your spirits or anything and your spirit energy, like whatever you believe in, now's a really good time to make contact. I got through an entire episode only saying penetrative once. I never brought it up again. Let's talk about it. I use the word penetrative a lot with Scorpio, and it's an easy thing to think it might be in a sexual name with a sexual connotation, but it's not. It is the aura of Scorpio. Scorpio has this ability to really penetrate the energy, right? That's where the intensity comes from. Penetrate through someone else's aura. Their own aura is quite penetrating. I personally love it. The intensity of it, I like how it makes me feel, but it can be really confronting to other people. So we're obviously not talking about Scorpios. We're talking about the moon having this penetrative energy. So if there's like a vulnerability that comes up or you feel a little like penetrated, I don't know how to say this properly. That's what I'm trying to say though. If you feel a bit penetrated by the energy of this full moon, see if you can relax into it, right? Get curious about what's coming up for you in those moments. That's going to hit the right people the right way, the way I've explained that. For everyone else, let it go over your head. But I couldn't conclude the episode without talking about the penetrative energy of Scorpio. All right, my loves, if you are not a subscriber of the podcast and you would like to be one, you will get an episode later this week, your bonus episode. You will also get if you're an Ascendant subscriber, you will get access to a Scorpio full moon online circle where we're going to use the energy of this Scorpio full moon and make the most of it through meditation and some journaling exercises. It's a really beautiful way to connect with Scorpio energy. All right, my loves, I will be back next week with an episode all about something I have not decided yet. But it will be good, I promise. Actually, maybe I'll put a question, maybe we'll do a questions episode. So if you've got a question you've been wanting to ask me about astrology, anything astrology related, try not to make it personalized to your own natal chart, but just a general question. I'll put a questions box up on Instagram, and I'm going to try and get back into being on Instagram more. I'm so sorry. I've failed us all the last few weeks. I just needed a bit of a breather. All right, my loves, I will be back next week. Natal chart readings, very limited spots. I saw that someone had booked in August. I think that's my next available. I know it's really far away, but if you are dying to have a reading, I would book yourself in where you can. That's the best I can do right now. I am taking some time off. Don't worry, you guys will have podcast episodes. You probably wouldn't even know I wasn't here. But for readings, I am taking some time off while I go away on a much needed holiday and celebrate my 40th birthday. And then when I get back, we are doing level 2 of Celestial Storytelling. Celestial Storytelling wraps up this week. We're in the final week for level 1, and then level 2 will start. All right, my loves. That was a lot of meaningless chatter. I will talk to you soon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.